God has been good to me. I say, God has been good to me. Brother Mark, I had something that happened to me last night, and I was telling Brother Mark I was so outdone. And I told him, and I may say something to you because I don't think it's nothing that can be hidden to hide. But I had a terrible experience last night and left me drained. I never went through nothing like that in my life. I was fighting in my sleep all night. You children had took me off somewhere. I'm going to let you sit down in a minute. Y'all, it took me to an open-air market. And we were shopping. I remember Brittany and a few others. And you know how when you get to shopping, you just kind of wander off. So they kind of wandered off, you know. And it was getting later and later. And I'm in my heart, I knew I was in Detroit, Michigan. I was born in Michigan. And darker and darker and darker until they was cutting the lights off and people was packing. I don't know my way around this place. And I looked up and I said, God, help me. And I, thank you, Brother Mark. I never experienced in my life. And when I woke up, I was drained. I couldn't even hardly, what's wrong with me? I know I love you. What has happened? You know, I'm just, you know, here it is. I was drained, tired, sleep, whatever. I couldn't hardly pray. I couldn't hardly pray. And I'm just going through my life, you know, wondering. I'm trying to do what's right. You know how you go. And it's a peace swept over me. And I was back to my worthy to preach. You know what I'm saying? And I don't want to get up there, Lord, and da-da-da-da-da-da-da so I can take you in. God ain't stay in the same place no more. No. You got to come on. Because, see, I walked with Abram last. But read the name until it get Lot out. We get Lot out. Our name will change. You may be seated. Father, I just want to help her. I'm not good at skipping over this and going to that and that. I know what God did for me. I know my place. Like brother said, God gave him things you need. But I just want to thank the Lord from where he brought me. Y'all come did. I had green. I cooked roast and potatoes and carrots and put them in the oven. Feeling good. Feeling good. Hopeful. Then the Lord would give me heaven. Not really. I said, but Lord, it's something about the faith I've been praying, deliver me. He said, contend for this faith. That was the, I said, they're going to think that, no. I said, but I told y'all I've been walking with Abram for the last couple of weeks. Till the 25th chapter where God took him. And I was so, was something that the saints need. Something that the church needs. Faith is the substance. It's something that, okay, here we go. Yeah, putting my faith in here. I put it in the oven and it comes out. If you didn't put it, you didn't beat this cake and put it in the oven and it come out something else, that wasn't faith. Am I making sense? Hope. Faith bring forth what you hope for. And this hope ain't, I know this is a hope that brings forth what you are believing God for. Then you can say, I got faith. If I say, I got faith. Well, let me see. So let's go with Abraham. I'm going to pray first. Thank you, Father. I thank you for this word. And they've been with me through this last couple of years with this struggle. But I thank you, Father. I just really pray. And I didn't know who you were. So please forgive me. Who is that? And he kept on asking. Hi, Clayton. Glad to see you, son. And I just, but I know we always anointed. But please, did y'all know that? When God anoints you, you anoint it. I don't have to go back and redo it. You know my heart. Yes. Help me to feed your people, God. Yes. As we feed me. Yes. But it's for me first. Yes. It's for me first. In Jesus' name. Let everybody say amen.
Amen.
Clap your hands. Gee whiz.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. You know, God is good. Say, God is good. What are you asking God for? What did he tell you he was going to do? Come on, think about it now. Now, is he lying or what? When you think about God, what do you think about? How great is he to you? Who is he? Man, I haven't seen him. Have you seen him? I haven't seen him. I can't explain it. In your heart is something. That thing you can't explain. That thing. But let me tell you something. But if you don't have love, forget it. Love is. Now that's what Jesus told me. Love is the key that moves faith. Because it will get done. Because the Bible says they stood before him and said, Lord, we did this and we did that. And we did. He said, I ain't never knew. But the faith that we are seeking today, Abram's faith. Let me tell you something. You may think you ain't got nothing. But if you love, you all you got to do is have love. All you got to do is go pray for that sister. Pray for that. Something's going to happen. Yes, Tawana, God told me to tell you to come up, babe. Now listen, I'm going to be the pastor as long as I'm standing here. And I'm not going to say nothing to you and tell you something. You know, so if I tell you to do something, it's got a purpose in it. You've been sitting there for, Danielle's leg was messed up. And we had a Jericho march. Y'all remember? We're going to have a Jericho march. I don't want to do no Jericho march. She got up and marched around there through obedience. And God healed her leg. That's through obedience. Amen. Well, I leave that alone. You chose to stay under a woman. You chose that. Hey, he going to do what he say he going to do. You get a lot of things just from obedience. Praise the Lord. I learned how to obey. They taught us how to obey. And to respect our elders. Go to the 12th chapter of Genesis. It says, now the Lord from thy kindred, and unto a land bless you and make thy name great, and thou shalt be a blessing. I'm going to bless them that bless. And thee shall all the families of the earth be blessed. So Abram departed. He departed as the Lord spoke, get away from your kindred. Now, I'm going to tell you what our problem is. Because we done took something along with us. For to come out and left all everything else. He didn't say take Lot. But he departed out of heaven. So he went. Now listen. I'm confused when we don't obey. You know, I'm just human. God knew you was human. Enoch walked with God. He was human too. What happened to Enoch? He walked with God. Sure, we are human. I'm human. I have feelings that you don't know that I'm human. Sure. Of course I'm human. And so we don't read the word enough. We don't sit up and listen. He say, faith comes back. You read your verse in the morning and you done it. I guarantee you, your mind will change. It's the word that keep you. So Abraham moved by the word of God. He started to travel. And I noticed the places that Abraham went, the substance he gets. And you know, God don't take from you. You know, and don't say I'm cattle. He was the one of the richest men around. Because God always blesses people like that. Out with God. He knew he still had to obey God. So he still believed in God. You know, counted the sand and the sea and this. He kept him encouraged. Just like God. The end. He know you got to go through something to get to the end. And so while you going through, he keeps you encouraged. God has kept me encouraged. Praise the Lord. And you. So brother was saying, well, Sister David, I said, no, I didn't wear out. You didn't wear out. Look here. But I'm still standing. I say, I'm still standing. I got up and still. You're going to feel. Yeah, you do feel like. And I said, now don't that go back and get them potatoes. Don't talk, but you don't feel like nothing. Put that stuff in there. Put it in the oven. You know, sometimes you go through, I don't feel like doing that. Something you're supposed to do. You get up and do it, you're going to feel good. I'm feeling good, buddy. But because of this great God that's expressing himself, he told me, I'm going to take you out. The church got to come out from somewhere. Don't tell me this now. I've been in church all my life. Brother, I've been in church since I've been into the Pentecostal church. I've been in church all my life. And I learned how to dress. I knew I dressed But however, losing weight, I'm sorry. But I learned, you know, I know y'all got the new stuff going on. I ain't been to a movie since I was 17. Yes, with that Christian, let me tell y'all something. The devil is shining. I don't care. You don't care. You get bad. Want to. You used to do, you didn't do 50 years ago. You didn't give 20 years ago. Now you done shined it up. It was wrong 10 years ago, but the world done shined it up. I say that enough. You better stop while you're ahead. You got to stop. 10 years ago, let it long. It didn't get wrong. How did it get right when it was so wrong 10 years? Maybe y'all tell me after service. You, Sister Davis, I found that out. Praise him. And so he went. The Bible, we read the 12th chapter. So he went on, lied. Well, you know, come on, he lied. He said that Sarah was really his stepsister, I guess you would say. Ever, but not that wasn't his sister. Sister, come on. He, Jesus. Long as we still scared for our hide, we need to come a little bit. They had a faith that took them to the lions. They loved God with all their heart, soul, and mind that they understood. Pray. Come on, you do too. We, you know, I love the mission fields, and so a lot of times I'm into what, you know, this one is in jail, and that one I'm praying. But listen, God has taken us to a new house. It's going to be, you know, you don't want nothing stale. He's taking you some, come on, if you go with him, you know, they just, God has been good to us. But as Abraham began to go, he went place. But you know, I looked up Canaan. Canaan ain't as good as you think. I mean, certain places to bring him to that place. So Canaan is what traders go. Humble Abraham. Praise the Lord. And then he stopped at another place called Mamre. And it means oak trees. So he lived under an oak tree, no doubt. I said, Lord, I missed something. He said, get under the oak tree. Get a park under that tree. And so I just got under the oak tree and trying to make it. I said, well, I'm under the oak tree, Lord. I ain't out there with I'm under the oak tree. God followed him. Abram went out of Egypt, him and his wife. He was rich. And I told you what that was. And Lot dwelt in the cities of the plain. But let me tell you something. See, at the end, the head got so, well, they were so rich. Abram and Lot. So Abram humbled himself. You look out and whatever you see. Now here it is. He's younger. He ain't thought about his uncle. He ain't thought about nobody. Watch out now. That ain't no love there. No. Watch out. Watch out what you see. I'll take that. Because everything that look good is not good. I tell people a lot of times they do something. I say, honey, that ain't good money. Some gonna work you down and you can't even come to church. That is not good enough. Please. Okay. Abraham, he dwelt in the land of Canaan, I told you. But the men of Sodom were wicked. So by Abraham, they come in there and Sodom and Gomorrah and took Lot. Now listen, the Bible say he in Sodom. Watch it now. You make your tent too close to that. That's what he did. He was in there. In fact, he was at the gate. Keeping the gate. Come on now. The Bible don't say that he went to keep the gate. Watch out where you pinch your tent. Watch out where, if this person is leading you off somewhere, then he ain't, that's not good. You know what I mean? You just, you know, he could be your whatever. You have to keep your mind now, especially now. You got to keep your mind. Say, I got your mind, he got you. With your mind, you serve the Lord. Come on. And the people just are as sweet as they can be. But they friends and the thing. But you allow yourself. The Bible don't say you couldn't have a little pleasure. He didn't tell you to spend 20 hours in front of the TV. He didn't tell you that now. Yeah, but that was a good picture. I got to see what they did. It's easy to do. Oh, man. Tell me that. It was like 18 hours long. That just happened. 18 hours. He said, oh, thank you all. Watch the time that you spend. And here it is. You hate to say, now, Lord, I want to spend more time with you. So I'm going to spend, you know, at least 3 hours. I'm tired of that. You stay with me. I want this you. Because you said you in me, I'm in you, and you in the Father. Come on now, Lord. You got to make yourself pray. When you gonna stop that? When we gonna stop that? You want to make yourself part of you. You don't want to just be out, but you got to make your decision whether you're gonna do this. Your decision is gonna be to love him all the time. I'm bringing, if you will just do what I'm gonna bring you in. God, praise the Lord. They've seen God has given children, babies, open wounds and have people having back. She had four. I said, that's enough. You know, when you love the Lord, you come in and you do, you just love him. Love is something. That little dude you thought was cute and with the big muscles and he liked you. Because first love is something else. It ain't, man. Can nobody stop you from witnessing? Can nobody stop you from doing? You talk so much, they say, oh, here she come. Want a joint? No, they don't. And it ain't none of them, it's you. It's us. It's getting too tight. You just can't stand this place. Who's ready? You got to. Amen. So then when they got into this fuss and out of some trouble and did some things. So let's go a little further with Abraham. And you know that Sarah didn't have any children. You know that. I'm God. And it's nothing impossible with me today. Nothing impossible. Nothing is impossible, sis. Nothing. Nothing. Vision. We was covering up this floor. It was a dark mahogany. And I had this little white thing. I was holding up and found a place to put it. It was in miracles. And I have not forgotten. And I'm going to hold to it. We go out and we talk to people. But people want to see something. Come on. They're from Missouri. I'm going to decorate your floor with sign one of the miracles. And I know what he's done in this church. And I've seen. And they go out. People come here, get healed, and go. Never understood that part. People have gotten healed in this church. I mean, miraculous thing. And they come, how you doing, Sister Davis? Great. But I told God, I said, Lord, you just help me. You help me. The lot was filled. Last night, I told the people next door they could use from there to there, from there to there, going this way. You know, like, this is the yard, and they back was this way. So they parked. And Stephanie said, God, I don't know, I'm going to get out. You know, because it's not enough room to turn around right there. And so the guy come out, I say, sir. I said, we got to help each other. I guess I'm playing. He don't know that I'm big building. See, praise the Lord. But anyway, I said, you know, we have to help each other. Yes, ma'am. Yes, ma'am. We sure thank you. I said, yeah. So have your people to park beyond there so you can keep my front open. Because somebody hit it, you ain't going to know who did it. Yeah. I said, we going to talk after a while, but yes, sir, move. And the car going out. In the driveway going out, one guy just put his car right on the side. And they with the little parking they got. And this was just crammed. But they made like this. That is the back out right back to the back. They was parking the back out, the front back. And so next time they have to ask permission, we'll let them know just what they're supposed to do. Praise the Lord. This is wonderful, God. Because they couldn't have got in here. 400 people, what point are people going to get? It was just, I said, well, the first time I ever seen it park like that. It's going, God told him, you know, just think about it now. God tell you something. God done told you something. He done told him, I'm going to do such and such a thing. But he ain't done it yet. But you got to keep, it's a place to get you closer to what he wants you to have. See, he knows right here. I know I'm supposed to be there, Lord, but you know all up in here. And I want to reach right there. My destiny, I want to reach. And brother told me, said, you've been through something this 2 years, Sister David. I said, yes, I have. And I thought, I said, close to what he done promised me. Close, close. That lady used to come here, Harlan, y'all know her. That's what's going to be done in this church. He said, Sister Davis, Matthew, 4:24 or something like that. He said, this is going to happen in this church. I said, 20, I said, oh, Lord, don't say Matthew 4:24. He said, 424. I'm going to read that in, out of Brother Richardson preach. And so he said, and she spit around the church. Oh, not for my sake, God, but for the sake of people who looking. Greater than anything they'd ever known. I want the Lord. I want people to know the sickest people, the crippled people, the mail shop, and I can't even have no peace. Because a walking prayer through the church. All right, Jesus, okay. I said, but Lord, I can't. But one day, look out, devil. Here we come. I'm telling you now, they know me. Praise the Lord. Y'all. Okay. So now he comes. Let's go on over here. Praise the Lord. And God promised him. How old was he when he had that child? 25 years. You ain't waiting no 25 years. 25 more years to live. So this time that you wait, he's going to do it. If it's 40 years, he know the time you got. You in your time. And the time you got life, whatever it takes, God is going to do what he say. Because that's what he done for me. He's done what he said. God is good. I almost cracked my rib back there. My feet caught up in it. Bam! It hit the concrete. Oh, Lord, I was walking and I was. But one day, my steps and a man of God, they was close to God then, downstairs, under your step, cleaning out. He said, thank you. My back heel. Wow, thank you, Jesus. Thank you. I say he's the same God. So ain't nothing wrong with him. So what? Ain't nothing wrong with God. He ain't changed. He's the same God. That same sun comes on the grass. Oh, isn't God something? You don't have to look very far to see our God. Our God is a one. Every leaf is different. Did y'all know that? What you waiting on? It say, you can't fuss with me. That's what it say. Or do it mean something else? Realizing that my bread is to do his will and for him to give myself. Give me this day. That's why God don't want to see Sister Linda sick. God don't want to fear the devil's faith. God say, don't trust and never fear. I haven't given you the spirit of fear. I've walked this way along. That's a spirit of fear. God don't want you to fear. That you just believe him. Just stand up and believe him anyway. That's faith. You got faith. You just need to be stirred up. You need to stay around me long enough. Listen. We're to the place now. You think the oh God. That fat, ooh Lord, that fat, ooh, burn up the men. Oh, God. Now, come on now. And they said, but they had prayed through all the victories that you've had. Now, don't ever go to battle without taking your victories with you. And you did that. And he began to, that faith started rising. You know, I'm telling you, when they stood there, praise, that faith was rising. We ain't going to bow down. We not that. Well, we'll see what he do. They put it all in his hands. Right now, you're waiting on something. Some in your body, some in whatever. But God is able. I say, God, praise the Lord. And we don't have to, listen, what you going to do when you can't go to the doctor? What do we do then? I believe God made doctors. Now, you know why I believe he made them, don't you? See, I got something on that, see. Someone to help us. He loves us. But I ain't gonna say that, you know, God, no. I just didn't make it to that part. You come and show me a scripture where I ain't supposed to believe God, then I'll go. God is good. And God can do anything. Is there anything too hard for me? I'm the God of all flesh. Is there anything too hard for me? That's what he told me this morning. Do anything that you can believe me for. Dare you to believe me. God is good. You know, come on now, y'all. Y'all was sinners in places God brought you out of. See that you sitting out there looking past. Come on. You wouldn't be here if it wasn't for God. You was in some mess. But God brought you out. And he called on the Lord. And the man said, oh, but I don't want to be bothered with you. Jesse told me, say he was going to steal this woman's purse. He was on drugs. So he went up to the step. He looked. He said he flew out of there. He says, Mama, I'm telling you, he called me Mama. He was my daughter. Got something in you. You got a person that's walking with you. Oh, my God. The devil fools. That the Bible say when he called the name of Jesus, I know him. I know he's, you got a testimony. But that same Jesus, you want to be strongest now. People need God now. I say they need him. And these young people, you, what y'all doing? They might help you pass out a few baskets, but that's about it. They want to see somebody who can change their life. Y'all say he can change your life? Praise the Lord. God don't make you do nothing. Just cause you come to the, he'll be to you a God. He'll take you through the lion's den. I said, if you can believe God, I dare you. I dare you to believe it. The Lord. And in such and such a deal, this, you know, this gonna happen. It don't happen. Whoop. God didn't ever say you couldn't have it though. I'm not saying you shouldn't believe the prophet. Now the Bible says so. But I gotta see what God gonna say about this thing. Do. I love prophecy. Because in my church, I wish they would shut up. Everybody in the church prophesied on and on and on. We would spend hours then prophesying. And I said, Lord, praise the Lord. But I do believe in prophecy. You know, prophecy despise not prophesying. Help me. But I just come to tell you that God is, if you can wait. Yeah, but pastor, you've been saying, you still got to wait. Come on now. Y'all know I'm waiting. Come on. Doctor done jumped in. She told Bridget, your mama, the doctor said she's scared for you. You take care of me like he said. And when that fear tried to come, I said, oh, no. God, you told me you're going to take care of me. So I'm not preaching you something that I'm not. No, no, no. Everybody that knows me knows what's going on. And it's going to end. When is it going to end? You catch yourself with that. Lord, I said, Lord, I ain't going to change. I ain't going to walk around here not speaking. What? He said something to me, I ain't going to cook. You know, I ain't going to do nothing. I ain't going to do nothing. You went in the wrong track. That's not it. That's not. You got to love. Look at me. You got to love. Love will bring about things. Will change people's hearts. Love will melt people's hearts. Love is something. Love put Jesus on. If love, praise the Lord. So Abraham did, but he had the son. But he went through stages in his life. Right up there, and it took me so bad. You know, the angel told Lot, say, come on and boost. They'll kill me up there. When Lot saw that fire falling on himself out of there and went up to the mountain where the angel first told him, go away. What he first tell you to do. And you know, he'll let you do it because he loves you. You got to tell him that didn't move, then you lied. He saw that fire falling down on Sodom and Gomorrah. He got it. Praise the Lord. So don't have to get down there. Just do what he tell the people going through right now. I'm gonna pray with you. I'm gonna pray with you because I know you're going through. Prophesied to and everything. Come on, let's join together and let's believe God. You know what I ask God for? Until he is his time. Time. You ain't going to make him go. No. It's his time. Come on. Come on, y'all that need prayer. You wait, ain't done it yet. You don't know what to do. Come on. Now, God done moved enough for you, Sister Helen. See, you've been to these different spots. Some things for you. Things that you know couldn't have about it done it but God. He wants you to rejoice in the things that he's done. He wants you to rejoice in his good. It's gone. Just take the good things and say, Lord, look at that. God, my, make your song up. Who said, David just wrote song. Instead of David just wrote song. He wrote songs like he felt. Sing with your heart. You ain't got to have no tune, just sing. Ain't that right? Lord, I thank you. I get in my car, girl, I'm a regular composer. Nobody heard none of these songs, girl. I got some songs, girl. Come on, so sing you a song. I can't think. No, you can think it's because you got a song in your heart. If you don't sing that, oh, you a good God. Yes, you a good God. Just sing it. He loves to be sung to. Honestly, he loves to be sung to. Hallelujah. But that you're waiting on, just like he did there, wait. And in his time, and it's going to be good for you, raise your hands and believe the Lord. Yes, Lord. God, in Jesus' name, it's going to be, Father, according to your will. Because you're bringing us out to a new faith, putting us in something stronger, something that we can hold on to, in Jesus' name. Glad you're here today, because you take part of this. See, that's why people shouldn't stay at home. God give out something, you at home. Steffi, God see your goodness, your love. He see your tenacity, how you hold on. It's got to be done before you quit. It's got to be done right. If it take you all night, it's got to be done right. God see that. Don't think he don't see you, child. He see every bill. He see everything. Al was just talking about how he got, you know, we love Al because he has the gift of faith, by the way. You know, God gave him the gift of faith. But you got the gift of faith, too, because you got Jesus. And God is going to move for you. Just like he said. It's going to be in his time. It's going to be good. You're going to rejoice. If he move in your time, it won't be right. But if he move in his time, everything will be set up right. The things he done set up. See, he's setting it up, see. He's setting it up. And so you, instead of saying, when you going to do it, say, "Woo, Lord, you must be planning something good." Whoa, hallelujah. I'm waiting enough. Woo, Jesus, you must put, what else you putting on now? Wow. Fool that devil. Don't let him keep you down. Don't let him have you whining and complaining and blah. No, get you a song. Play, you got a piano? Did you get you a little thing there? Get you one. Play it. Jesus' name, raise your hands and believe the Lord. God, give her, because you're going to move for her. That's what you told us. You told us you're bringing us out to bring us in. You're bringing her out to bring her in. Praise the Lord. Oh, that's going to be a great testimony. Oh, that's a hug. Can you stand it? Girl, can you stand to tell this great testimony? Okay. You go home and ask God to build you up in second. You know, you can't talk too much, you know. Build me up, Lord, so when you do this, I can just blurt it out. Because it's coming. It's coming. Hello, Clayton. How have you been? Oh, praise. I'm his aunt. Well, I'm just so glad to see you. What you need? Okay. You need patience right now? God can use young people. Feed it. Keep walking in what God has taught you, son. They don't understand why you take the way you go. Power of his might. Hold on to him, Clayton, with all your heart. He'll give you things that I, you know, patience will bring trials. You want some more trials? Yeah. All right. You want to be something for God. Listen to this. You want to be something for God. Yeah. Ooh, I believe that. Did you see that? You see that head shake? This boy want to do something for God. Amen. You want to do something. Okay, you can only do it in his strength. So wait on the Lord. Be of good courage. Release your hands. Father, come on, brother. Lord, I pray for Clayton. That is so precious. Lord, you saw him. You saw what he said. Oh, that he want to wait on you. Praise the Lord. He want patience to wait on you, God. Lord God, take him through in Jesus' name. Praise the Lord. He's going to take you through right now, Clayton. Whatever you in now, he going to give you the strength to go through. Don't try to do it yourself. Ask him for what to do. Don't try to do nothing. Okay? Don't move now. Do this. Dangerous. Don't move now. move only in Jesus. Have a time to spend with him. You know, get off to yourself sometime and spend some time with the Lord. And he's going to guide you and lead you. And I'm going to be surprised at what you're going to come back next year and do. Yes, Lord, I'm waiting for you. Honestly, y'all write that down now. I'm no kidding. God going to use you because you want to be used. You said yes to him. And you don't understand how to walk into this. So zealous. Just wait on the Lord. And you'll say, well, God bless you. That all? You know, because of the call you have on your life, Satan ain't going to let you alone. He going to let you alone. But hear your mother. Hear your daddy. If you have to go home and cry, don't you move at this time, Leslie. Don't move at this time. Don't move a hair. Go on with your job. God is trying to show you how much he loves you. The job is doing, you know, the money. Cause you, this girl is good with money. Y'all want to know how to do money? Get it with you. She's young, but she know what to do with money. Always have. So Satan don't want to see you go on. And he'll bring his best shot. He knows where you're weak. Obey. Please. If you have to cry for a week, I will come and help you cry. Saint T, I can't stop crying. I say, okay, I'll come down and help you cry. This is, I just see one step in the wrong direction, or take away your everything God has given you. You know what I'm saying? It's not worth it. God has a plan for your life. Devil has how you praise God. He don't like the way you praise God. No. He wants you to, you know, to. You understand? Telling you the truth. And you came to me, I said, Leslie! You just in prayer. One of y'all was in prayer. And you just came to my heart. Came to my heart. Jackie said, Mama, what's the matter? I said, I don't know. But I just felt Leslie, you know. And so she, you know how Jackie gets involved. And by the way, she's on some kind of let's get well or something on her husband now on Sunday. I'm going to have to call in sometime. Jesus loves you. You got anything to say to her? I'm telling you, she's, yeah, I know. He loves you. Yeah. What you see? Yes. Encourage her. That's right. Praise the Lord. Father, come on, sweetie. I can't imagine, Sister Linda, where you are. I can't. I just can't. I can't imagine. Yes. Thank you.
God can do anything.
Yes, yes.
I believe it.
Yes. Can you believe it? I know. You know, I've been blowing you off of you. God can do anything.
I woke up, you know, they're going to go through my throat and work on my spine this way. But I was really scared, and I woke up the other day, and I have a recliner sitting beside my bed, and I looked over, and Sister Davis was sitting in my chair. And I just reached over my hand, and she held my hand, and I went back to sleep. And I just felt like it's going to be okay, you know, and she's going to hold my hand through it.
He know me. But don't fear, Linda. We cast out all fear, because I love you. May my love cast out your fear. Okay? That's right. It's fear. Praise the Lord. And fear will keep things there. Praise the Lord. And we're not in your place, so we can't go, because nobody don't know what they'll do. That's something what they got to do. But Brother Ed was telling me, I couldn't keep it all in my heart. I said, what in the world? You sure you got to sing and you're going to play too. That's right. You're going to come in and start something and don't finish it. Get us all excited and you gone. Then go. So we're going to pray. Everybody. Father, in Jesus' name, we pray for Sister Linda. You can do anything. You're God. You're God. Hallelujah. So if I'm holding her hand, Lord, I'm telling her to believe. For the impossible. But nothing is impossible with you, oh God. Because you're God. Thank you. Oh, possible things. Oh, you are God. The God of all flesh. That's what you told me to do, Lord. No. We say no. There's nothing too hard. Praise the Lord. And whatever she have to do, let there be no fear. Let there be no fear. In Jesus' name. Yeah, okay. I may be up there holding your hand for real. You had a dream right there, but he let me know. Praise the Lord. God is able. God, come here, sweetheart. You, my little granddaughter. You, my great-granddaughter. You my great-granddaughter. That's my great-granddaughter. My great-granddaughter. Praise the Lord. God still has his hands on your life, sweetheart. And you cannot go. You're going to be a miserable soul if you try. Say yes now. I mean a definite yes. That I want to serve you, Lord. She can't go with him. You know, it's like a war. He hates Jesus. He hates God. Hallelujah. He don't like you either. Not really. So don't let him think he like it, because he don't. Because anybody just, don't let me start preaching that now. When a man loves a woman, he don't take anything from her. Man say, I love you. Let's go to such and such a hotel. See, now y'all made me say this. Don't believe that nut. He don't love you. He love what he get. He loved like L-U-S-T. But when a man, he'll keep you. I married when I was 17, 18. And I came to him like a woman should. Amen. And that's what you all going to do too. And now you all just done messed up. Start here. You got to keep messing up. But what people, they need to be taught that this binds people. That's the closest you can get to a woman. That binds you. That's why God made it to bind you. It's absolutely. Keep yourself pure. Sister, I'm going to pray for you that God will. I just saw you protect you. I know the schools ain't nothing like any of me talking about. I don't spoke at a school when she was younger. But I know you go through a lot of things. And I know you have friends. Your mother, I know she teaches you all. I know she does. Obey her. Believe me, it won't kill you. You're going to be fine. You will not be dead, believe me. You'll come out. I couldn't have no fun. But here I stand, preaching the gospel. I could be out someplace else. Had she not told me the truth and had I not obeyed, I'd be out there with other people out there. Women on the street, doing everything. But because I decided to obey, I'm preaching the gospel. And that's what you're going to do. Be obedient to your mother. She's telling you the truth. You know, don't think she don't know she old and foggy. That ain't true. That's not true. She's been there and coming back. Not that she's that old, you know. Oh, but you make her proud. You make grandma proud.
Great-grandma. Sorry.
You make grandma proud. Praise. And you kids going to get up and do something. So y'all get ready now. Y'all get ready. We got Christmas coming. Y'all going to play them bells again, so get ready. God bless you, sweetheart. Love you. Yeah. Oh, thank you. Ain't that sweet? That's sweet. So, Greg, if you want your young people to be taught, bring them here. Because I'm old-timey. Show enough. You won't be going to the show, but you probably won't be going nowhere. You see my daughter back there saying, ha-ha! Praise the Lord. I just think it's just time to serve the Lord. I know we're living in a different age, though. I'm not telling y'all you can't go bowling and stuff like that. What you say? Yeah, what you say? Ain't God something? You have to make a choice. She gonna believe, she gonna do it. But she's my granddaughter. She got a little bit of me in there. Where you stand? Brother, you got anything to say to the saints? Any questions? We want to thank the Lord for brother. And he got to be obedient too. And bring them harmonicas to play. Praise the Lord. God is so good. Father, we thank you. Bless all your children, Lord. The young people, God, bless them. And show us how, Lord, to get these young people in. Show us how, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. And I just love you and I praise you. I thank you for the word. Because you're just such a good God. I thank you. Lord, we thank you for we that have heard. Lord, we've heard. We in our hearts. We want to go on. We don't want to stay in the same spot. We want to get stronger. We want the Lord, the faith that was delivered to the saints. We're going to contend for this faith until, Lord, we're there. In Jesus' name. I thank you, Lord, for Linda. And Blair has been such a blessing to us. And Helen, they have just been. And all of the saints. And oh, and Allison and Donald. Everybody been such a blessing. And so I just want to thank you for it, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now go back with God. And go back and thank God. He done anything for you today. Give him praise. Praise, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. God bless you.